Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
And I'm Aileen. We have lots of things to discuss. A lot of people were in Dubai this week.
Yes. Not us.
Not us. I was in my house.
We're going to discuss other people's trips to Dubai.
Yes. But first, what have you guys been up to? What's the 411? Did you see Succession drop their trailer today?
No.
Oh my God, it's good.
How does it look?
Obviously amazing. Obviously. It's starting March 26th. I put it on my calendar. No, I didn't, but I will.
What a great birthday gift for you in the month of March.
they really know me.
Yes.
I know. My birthday month.
Birth month. Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch. I saw that there was a trailer, but I didn't get to watch the trailer yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, saving that for later.
That's exciting. What else is happening? That's not really in my life.
No, that it is. It is. What else is happening
in my life? Like nothing.
Well, we're here at the office.
We're here.
And if I'm at the office, I have a work stomach ache. Okay. It happens because I don't know why it happens, but anytime I like come to the office.
Maybe it's traveler's diarrhea. you do live far away.
From Long Island.
It's really funny.
Maybe.
Are you excited for that? You guys excited for the new train?
I used to get it when I.
What new train?
The new train that comes in from Long Island.
Oh my God. Abby has not shut up.
Oh yeah,
up
that
about
came
it.
Up on my notification. I like the train. I sit on it. I use my hotspot. I go on my computer. Sometimes I listen to a podcast.
I hear parents really like the train because it's like an hour to themselves.
It's really nice.
That's what I hear.
Wow.
That says a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot about parenting.
It's just you are with yourself. No one is talking to you.
That's why I don't come.
You hope.
With you. That's why I go separately.
Well, no, I like to go with you. Like going with a friend is fun, but when you're alone, like you're not. There's nothing happening around you besides what you have to think about.
Which is great, you know.
I feel like you prefer to drive.
I definitely prefer to drive. But although I definitely prefer to drive because I would rather, even if it takes longer, which it doesn't like really necessarily, I would rather be alone in my car for longer time, more comfortable than less comfortable for a little bit less time.
But you also then have to be the one, like you have to pay attention.
Alert.
I can do that. I like driving. I find driving to be soothing.
Yeah, it is. It is fun.
For me, it is soothing. Some people don't find it soothing. I find it extremely soothing.
I don't find it soothing in the city.
No, not in the city. But once you're like it's on impressive. Not
the Did you take the train today?
No, I drove.
Oh, wow.
That's why Traveler's I'm like, we got to get out here. No, listen, can I tell you something? I remember that I would get these stomach aches like pre-pandemic before the office. And it's just now coming, the feeling is just returning. And it has to do with going into the office. I think it's just like, I don't know what it is.
She's allergic.
I got to go is what I'm saying. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, okay. So things that have happened this week, pop culturally, Kylie Jenner has announced her child's name.
Air.
It is Air with an E.
Like the Air Ancient Baths?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I thought it
and
was.
And someone asked, like, can you confirm, is it Air or Airy? And she wrote Air.
Air Scott?
Air.
Jenner Scott.
Jenner Scott? Is he have her name too?
You know,
no one's just naming their kid John anymore. Like,
the royal family is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Like not John, but like something as like Charlotte.
Yeah. George, Charlotte. What's the other one's name?
Louis.
It's a cute name.
No, I like, they're all cute.
Is it Louis or I thought it was like Louis.
No, it's Louis. Louis.
Like the 16th.
Like King Louis. Yeah. It's French.
Oh, okay.
Like Louis Vuitton.
Okay. I mean, you could say like
Louis Vuitton,
right?
Louis.
Louis is a name. Is Louis not a name?
I think that's, it is, but I think you would maybe spell it Lewis.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I made that up. I didn't make it up.
You know what else is the name? Louise.
Louise, yes.
That's a different, we're talking different. English is such a fucked up language. Like when you think about like.
Is it fucked up?
Yeah. Like you think, like it doesn't make any sense. Like why
other
is like
languages are way, way more fucked up.
I think English is like definitely one of the hardest.
Nuh-uh. No. No, no.
Can we Google that? What is the hardest
language? It's 100%
What are
German,
the hardest languages? German,
Russian,
German, and English are together. Are
no,
similar.
No, they Chinese? Have a whole nother tense. Chinese, they have
Chinese
a whole.
Is way harder.
They have the writing
Hebrew?
Of Chinese.
English Hebrew's is way,
English is one of the easier. ones.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
Is it?
Do you know how many? There are
What's
three.
The hardest?
There are three Holly. Tenses in Russian. Like, not tenses. There's, you don't, it's
Aren't
harder.
There multiple, there's more than three tenses.
Not
in
tenses. America? I don't fucking know grammar. It's just harder. I just, because when you, you know how there's like female and male in like French? There's female, male, and then there's like non-gender.
Non-binary
words. And then on top of that, there's like, it's
wow,
just
that's
harder.
So progressive for Russians. I wouldn't it's, expect
and
them
then
to
conjugating
have that.
It is just like a joke.
Want to complicate some
one episode we'll do a we'll do a Russian lesson.
A grammar lesson.
Yeah, I was trying to do it when I was with my dad.
Okay, so anyway,
I kind of like the name Air.
I like it too, until somebody pointed out on Twitter that in Arabic I think it means like my penis, like it's a slang term.
Okay.
That's funny.
My penis, not just penis.
Right? Holly, my penis? Yes, my. It's like how you refer to
okay.
your
penis.
Big dick energy
for Air.
That's just like.
Is that weird?
Okay.
Is that inappropriate? Maybe.
To talk about a baby's penis.
I mean, they gave him the name. I didn't give him
I don't think they knew that it meant that.
Would you name your child Air?
Now I won't.
Okay, pre Kylie. If you stumbled upon
horrible.
This name.
I'd maybe do a middle name.
Yeah.
Air Sage is a little bit like.
Yes.
It's Air? A little too woo-woo.
I already know my child's name.
Air,
if I have one.
Air is definitely middle name energy for like bystanders.
Yeah.
Like the regular people.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's now going to become a...
I feel like there's a lot of Masons since Mason Disick.
So many Masons. They're also, just speaking of like the first baby who had like the weirdest name, Apple Martin, do you now feel like she's like... becoming an it girl now, like I feel like she's suddenly everywhere this week.
I only because of like the Paris Couture show. Like I saw Derek Blasberg.
Yes,
posted about her. He said like Karl Lagerfeld was said when she was four that he's going to become a Chanel girl, and here she is. Like,
is she
going to
become
care.
A Chanel? Like,
it's just weird to see like this that generation of children like as teenagers, and then like going to be 20, and then they're just going to be on like. They're going to be TikTok people, influencers going to Tarte.
Yeah. I'm going to tell Mila that she's going to be a Chanel girl. And then in 20 years, you can make a post. Sammy once told Mila that she was going to be a Chanel girl. And now she is.
No. Mila's going to be a Shop Betches girl.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
She has like more Prada energy.
She does.
She's edgier.
She does have more Prada energy.
I was saying that I think the Prada logo is very...
she thinks it looks like fascist.
A very fascist looking logo.
Mila doesn't have fascist energy.
Well, that was what when you said that. That's kind of like
when
the
we went.
Vibe
why? When we went to the
like,
Prada
it's
store,
like, it's very like
it's a triangle.
Edgy in like a like. There's like a lot of sharp edges. It doesn't
like a triangle.
Seem. It's very like. I felt like it was. It could have been like a uniform for a fascist.
Interesting, because it's like a badge.
Here's the thing, like.
It's like
normally,
metal.
Normally cool. Her saying something like that would like ruin it for me, and I wouldn't be able to unsee it. But I so disagree that I. Doesn't ruin it for me because I genuinely like I can't see it.
I just have like
even
nostalgia.
If
it,
I love the Prada logo. One of my favorite logos. I would say my favorite designer logo is actually the Prada logo.
After Betches,
designer logo.
Yeah, not fascist.
Yeah, I mean by your standards, maybe has a lot of black edges, block
Jews.
Letters.
No. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Anyway, yes. So Mila has Prada energy.
Mila has Prada energy, not to be confused with fascist energy. Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bace, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip? No problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes? Bring them all with Bace. I love my Bace. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, it makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bace allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bace has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bace has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bace has your personal items covered. Right now, Bace is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
Speaking of Paris couture, a lot of people were in Paris and they had the Schiaparelli show, and which I like really like that designer. It's like cool and edgy.
I love the word Schiaparelli.
Yeah. They always like dress.
I'm glad you guys said that because I had no idea.
How are you going to say it? Schiaparelli?
That sounded more
probably more Italian. Schiaparelli.
Schiaparelli.
I don't know. You got to ask like White Lotus. But yeah. I usually like that designer. They're very like when they dress celebrities like for red carpets, it's really cool. But so their show this year was like really intense. They like handmade these like very, very realistic animals and like giant animal heads and put them on like as brooches.
Like more than brooches.
But that if it was smaller, it would have been a brooch. But it was just like gigantic. It looked like it was just sitting as a pet on your shoulder. And so Kylie wore it to the show, but the whole show was all animals. Like she wasn't the only one just sitting there. But everybody was pissed. Everyone was so mad.
Were people pissed because they were like, is this a real like, what were they pissed about?
Yeah, I didn't really understand why it was such a big deal.
They were pissed because you're like promoting like killing of animals.
Is she though? Literally, it wasn't like she put up a picture with the lion. Like you could dress up as a lion and not be like promoting the killing of the lion.
But because it's so realistic. They were saying because it was so realistic.
I knew it was Kylie and not a real lion.
Yeah. No,
I can tell.
It's like the same thing as like wearing, I guess, fur. Like you're promoting.
You could wear faux fur.
I know. Also, like when people paint a lion, how is that a realistic lion?
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm not a big Kylie fan, but I thought that this was a little bit reaching.
And also, she didn't make the dress.
She didn't hunt the fake lion. Yeah. There's lions.
She didn't costume. It's like at Halloween, everyone being like, you're promoting anything where people are dressed up as something else.
Here's the thing. I was like, okay, why is she wearing why is she carrying a stuffed animal over her shoulder? It literally looked like something I bought at the Disney store when I was 10 for like the Lion King. But, like I wanted a Mufasa doll size.
It does look like Mufasa.
She fucking wore it on her shoulder.
R.I.P. Credit to those designers though, like who made that. That was like really good. Like that looked so real. And maybe I think that's Maybe I think that's why people freaked out because it looked so real. But then I was watching this TikTok about this whole thing, and they were saying how like couture. I don't fucking know.
I can't. I cannot deal with couture, the French bullshit pronunciation of words. Go fuck yourself.
You can't deal with French. Couture shows, they're meant to be like super like artistic. They're not meant to be like really worn. They're meant to like make a statement, create press. And like, did you see the Victor and Rolf show where like the dresses were like upside down on people's heads and across their shoulders?
No.
Did you see it? Well, it's just, it's not realistic. Also, like Tom Brown was, everybody was a teddy bear. It was just silly. But I don't know.
Is that like a Balenciaga ode?
I didn't feel disturbed.
I literally was like, this is dumb. It looks stupid. No offense, Schiaparelli. I love your name. I think that's ridiculous. It also is like, you know what's weird is that like Heidi Klum dressed as a worm for Halloween.
Yeah. That was but Heidi Klum.
That was camp.
Oh, right.
But not that far off is the actual couture show where they're like wearing
these animals. So where people draw the line, it's okay to be a worm.
No, it's just which month are you doing it in? It's the only thing.
Right. I get why people freaked out, but I personally was not that disturbed. Get
people need bigger things to freak out about.
They're glorifying animal cruelty.
No, it's that's fake.
Why? But it's not like...
If anything, they're glorifying sewing.
Why is it cruelty, though? It's not like she's making a statement that, like, if it was a real lion, yes, it's not.
If anything, they're glorifying, like, making stuffed animals. Like, literally.
I don't know.
It just seems silly.
That seemed crazy.
I didn't even know people were mad. I just thought they thought it was ugly.
The other funny thing from that show was, did you see that video that went viral with the woman that was
wearing the red?
That was sitting between Doja Cat and Kylie, and she was like taking a selfie with Kylie, and Kylie was like trying to help her out. And then when she was done, she like just literally, with not nonchalantly, like just very blatantly, moved over to Doja Cat. She's like, let's take a selfie. And like, she was not happy with it. And Kylie was like looking over. She was like, that's rude. I guess I was first.
At least Kylie was nice about it.
It was just plus one for Kylie. Funny because it was like an older woman and she was just being like so funny holding her phone trying like a to get herself. Yes.
Okay.
It was really funny.
It's way funnier with a mom doing it. Yes. Or like a mom person doing it.
It was an older woman, but props to you because I wouldn't have the balls.
I might. I don't
Should
know.
Should we talk about Tarte?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what they wanted, isn't it?
Yeah. That is what they wanted. They succeeded.
Yeah. I mean, it worked.
Because we're going to talk about it.
I think of Tarte when I think of when Jared and I did a Sephora ad and he called it Tarte.
He was overzealous on the pronunciation. Yes.
Tarte.
That's when French is not in the picture.
Yes.
So who wants to explain what happened?
Okay. Basically, there were two reasons that everyone flocked to the United Arab Emirates this weekend. The first was because the makeup company was doing an influencer trip with just like a bunch of hot TikTok influencers, like your standard influencer trip that we've all seen before. But it was in Dubai, so that's pretty lavish. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, I think just like the size of these influencers, and we haven't seen a brand trip that's like this hype in a long time. So I think that was like,
I don't know, have we ever? Like, what was
Revolve?
Revolve. I guess we're,
but those are all, I can't think of one particular, it's like Revolve trips overall.
No, I can think of a bunch of them.
I think if it wasn't in the headlines, it wouldn't have been... Like, if people weren't bugging over it, it wouldn't have been...
Well, I think the other piece, the other reason that it was such a big deal of a trip is because it was the same weekend as the opening of Atlantis, the Royal Hotel in Dubai. And Beyonce basically gave a concert that night. One night, she was paid $24 million. Insane. It was an invite-only list. And, you know, there were just a lot of people there because of this opening and this Beyonce concert. And
did the Beyonce concert have anything to do with Tarte?
No.
This hotel have anything to do with those influencers?
No. The influencers actually didn't even stay in Dubai. They stayed in a Ritz-Carlton outside of Dubai.
An hour outside of Dubai.
So they were not
at the concert.
No, they weren't even in Dubai.
But that speaks to, I would say, very good strategic move by Tarte's marketing team. I'm sure that they would put like their thing adjacent to something that's going to be in the press a lot. Like, that is really smart.
Are you sure that they knew that it was going to be then? That's my only question.
If they didn't know, that's very lucky.
Were there a second then group of influencers who were influenced by the Atlantis the Royal?
Like, what were they doing?
Like, was this hotel paying a separate, like, better group of influencers?
No, that was an invite only for, like, real celebrities, like Kendall Jenner and, like, Hailey
but
Bieber.
I saw, like, a lot of the Bachelor people there.
Because they could get, they were invited. They can get invited to that.
Like, okay. They were
it's
invited.
Not, like, only.
But they didn't go, like, they weren't flown out there.
Not that I'm, I don't
Who
know.
Knows? Maybe. Who knows?
Okay.
But the people that were, like, paid, I think, to be there were, like, Kendall, Beyonce. Okay.
Yes. Like Kendall was doing a lot with the tequila.
Doing a lot with her. She launched her tequila at this Atlantis. And they just made this crazy concert. And they just made it. I mean, now I know this hotel.
Oh, and it was Melissa Wood and her husband. Melissa Woodhealth and her husband were also opening a club there.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Ling Ling. And that's in the hotel.
Do you think she was being paid? Yeah. Do you think she's being paid to go there? Or she
Melissa,
just went?
No. No. They're probably, like, their they business. Have tickets. No, their business. Tao is opening up this new club, so there
just happens to be that.
No, it's all part of the hotel.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's like the hotel decided to launch, and they're throwing this massive launch, and that included Beyonce. It included the
launch of the club that's in the hotel,
and it doing their partnerships. There's a lot of partnerships with the launch, so because they wanted to get as much celebrity,
right? I mean, I guess it worked.
Press as possible, but Tarte was entirely
nothing
separate
to do with them.
Okay. Unless they knew and they did it adjacent and they wanted like some, you know, confusion, which
but,
is good.
But that's why they couldn't get any hotels in Dubai.
Probably. No, but everyone was saying Atlantis the Royal, I thought.
No, not the influence, not Tarte peeps.
Okay.
They were saying at the Ritz-Carlton outside of Dubai.
Right. I'm Ritz-Carlton. Saying like it seemed like the only hotel.
A Ritz-Carlton, not the Ritz-Carlton. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was wild.
It was a hot spot. Jordana, you've been to Dubai.
I have been to Dubai.
You flew your body outside of a plane.
Yeah, I went skydiving. It was great. Dubai to me is like exactly like Vegas, but like it's
fancier.
Like Middle Eastern Vegas. Actually, it's not. I mean, like depending on where in Vegas you're going, it's not necessarily
like lavish.
That much Vegas. The whole thing about Vegas, like everything's like huge and like kind of grand. I guess there's like maybe more showing off of money in Dubai,
yeah,
to an extent, but not by much. I got the same like general vibes as I got in Vegas in Dubai, except for like it's just a weird juxtaposition because you'll also be like walking around the Dubai Mall and there are like so many, there's so much more religious like rules there than there are in Vegas, obviously.
Yeah.
People sort of like a lot much more larger religious community that you can see very easily as you're walking around like the Pizza Hut by the Dubai Mall,
yeah,
which is just like a weirder juxtaposition.
And then there's also people like if you watched Real Housewives of Dubai, I don't think I fully finished it. Actually,
I didn't because I stopped
but
caring.
Like they talk about that, like the women, a lot of women. There's both. There's women who are like super religious and like modestly dressed, and then there's women who are open with everything's showing. So like it's just like an interesting place, but
you also can't drink anywhere other than like in a hotel.
Yeah,
like
they don't sell alcohol at the mall.
Yeah, you can't just like get a drink. I don't know, I'm not really that interested in going to Dubai. It just seems like a bit artificial. And
Atlantis
also just
resort asked you to come, would you go?
I would. Honestly, be there for the Beyonce concert. I would go
for the Beyonce.
No,
okay.
No Beyonce.
Is it free? Is it comped?
Yeah, it's comped.
I would go.
Yes. Is it not comped?
It's no. Very warm there.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like,
I
feel like the only time I will probably go to Dubai is maybe if I'm like flying through there.
Well, that's kind of why we went to Dubai, is that we were on the way back from the Maldives and that was our layover. And we were like, oh, we're going to be here. We might as well just like stay an extra night and just like see Dubai while we're here because we probably won't go back. But it was cool to see. I wouldn't need to go back unless there's a Beyonce concert and Atlantis the Royal would like to bring us back. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's. And enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
But okay, so back to Tarte. So apparently there was like, it wasn't just, okay, there's this trip and that was it. Like a lot of people were like pissed, more people pissed off about this trip. And also sort of trolling it because like all the influencers that went, everyone was trying to calculate like how much Tarte spent on this trip because they flew them first class on Emirates.
That's pricey.
Plus one.
Do you not think that Emirates gave them some sort of, arrange something with Emirates for that?
Who knows? But like, just, yeah.
I'm sure they did.
And that, but even if they didn't, like, you know, it's a lot of, how many influencers? Was it 50? Right. Was it 50 people?
The amount that they spent would be worth this certain amount of money, even if they didn't actually spend that, which I agree, they probably didn't actually spend it. It was all probably like a partnership with Emirates.
But
and
that said, I don't think that they, maybe they paid some people to post, but I think most of it was like free tripped for all these influencers, and that's why they didn't require them. Because a lot of the trolling was that these influencers that went weren't even posting Tarte stuff. But I think it's in that Vogue article that came out about it was that they said that they didn't require them to post all this stuff. So, but in the end, they ended up making all of this content on this Tarte trip. Mm-hmm. So like the actual amount of like, what do they call it? Press views of
earned media
was a lot. And then you compare it to how, and I know also a lot of people are saying this, but you compare it to how much a company would spend on like 2 minute, like Super Bowl commercial that people sometimes don't even pay attention to. Like it's less.
Or like a billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, have we ever talked about an influencer trip on this podcast?
Nope.
So, and we're like, we got to talk about
potentially
this.
Potentially
so.
Great idea.
Earned media.
Yeah. And yeah. I think that I don't think they paid any of those people.
No. And the fact, I actually think the smartest thing they did was not require them to post at all about Tarte. Because it's like, they wouldn't probably be posting a full Tarte makeup routine.
Yeah.
On a regular day. So just like, make it natural. Everyone knows why you're there.
Mm-hmm. Now everybody knows Tarte.
Everyone, I feel like, did know Tarte.
No.
But
no, it wasn't top of mind.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't top of mind, but it was now.
Making a name for themselves.
And yeah, like if I go to Sephora, I'll be like, oh, let's see what Tarte has. But I don't, it doesn't make me want to buy anything. And but
Tarte has pretty good mascaras, I think.
I think I like might Tarte. Have their brow bronzer.
No, Tarte, like Tarte, if you're listening, significantly probably cheaper than sending us to Dubai would be to sponsor this podcast.
Yeah.
But a lot of people said it was tone deaf. What do you guys think?
Why is it tone deaf?
I think because of like the lavishness.
I think people are looking for shit to bitch about. And I think the Kylie lion thing is a little bit of that. And I think this is kind of something about that. It's like, I think there's bigger, better things for people to get riled up about rather than these companies, which it's their money. If they want to spend the money and do this thing, like who cares? I don't care.
Here's the thing. Like, it's like, okay, sure. You could argue it's tone deaf, but like, they obviously thought of that.
Kim Kardashian's flying everyone to her private island in the middle of COVID writing that tweet. That was like a very funny, very clearly tone deaf out of whatever.
I forgot
like,
about that. Good times.
Right. That was very funny.
For 24 hours.
That's a good example of something that's tone deaf. This is a company spending their money to get, like, this is capitalism. This is capitalism. If you don't like this, like you don't like capitalism. Get over it.
But it's also like, okay, if you think it's tone deaf, just like don't buy this thing.
Or don't
like,
talk about it.
Or don't give it more earned media by tweeting about it. But it's also, I almost feel that the tone deaf debate is what made it go viral.
Yeah.
Partially, it was the like
presence of the other Dubai stuff. But I actually think even more, it was like people trying to get virality by calling it tone deaf. Because that's just like an easy thing to do. Because look at it. It's Dubai. It's like highly, like the place that they chose to go is very materialistic. So I think that just like sort of lends itself to like, oh, it's tone deaf. But like anything can be tone deaf.
I honestly didn't even see that much content around this trip. Like I just saw the content about
trip. I didn't hear it. I don't think I would have known. I'm not really. Fake.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't really watch anything.
Same. Because I didn't.
Maybe because it was all on TikTok.
Yes. That is why.
Yeah. Well,
it's like I didn't see the like secondary source.
People are spending money on TikTok.
I saw the tertiary source.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. All right. Whatevs. TikTok. I mean, Tarte does this all the time. They went to Bora Bora. The Revolve does it all the time.
We'll come to Bora Bora.
Yeah, I'd go to Bora Bora.
I've got a tone deaf Bora Bora.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Bora Bora less tone space deaf. to have all these people. Right. It's like a smaller situation.
But, you know, more time to wear your sunscreen. Yeah, Tarte.
So great.
There you go.
More stories.
See, we are natural brand ambassadors.
More stories. Paris Hilton just announced that she had a baby. Did you guys expect this?
Yes. Well, I thought it was because she said in Paris in Love, I want to have a baby immediately. When she wasn't getting pregnant, I was like, okay, either she's having some sort of trouble getting pregnant or she's using a surrogate. Surrogate to me seemed obvious because like I can't see her wanting to do the pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, she's also like, a little older, I'm sure.
And she's older, like, and maybe she did need
one. 41, yeah. Right.
The part that to me that was weird was like the whole thing with like Kathy making the statements about how they were having a hard time, seemingly while she already had the surrogate.
Yeah.
Well, the fact is she probably used a surrogate and she was probably because they were having a hard time.
Right, but she made those statements like while the surrogate would have already been pregnant.
So maybe that she was just preempting, she was getting people ready.
Maybe it was also like,
and then Paris was like annoyed that she said that. She's like, oh, actually, we're having a really great time enjoying our first year of marriage. Also,
while someone else is pregnant for me.
Right. But I just thought it was weird that she would make that statement while she already was.
Kathy Hilton's like,
maybe they were having a hard time with the surrogate.
Maybe they were worried the surrogate would miscarry. It was like too early. It's possible.
I guess
You're not like maybe they were having trouble. They got a surrogate. It was early in the surrogate's pregnancy.
She was probably annoyed that she said anything about
it. Kathy, I doubt, was like thinking that clearly about anything.
She just goes with the flow. The thing that I did think was funny or weird was in the post, it was really just like the baby's hand in her hand, but her nails were really long. So the little baby finger was like in her very, I was trying to understand what I was looking at. I'm like, what is that thing that's in there? I was like, oh, that's your nail. It was almost like I was watching like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, you know what I mean? Yes. Where like the things are just very large.
Tiny. The cover of the video.
I thought it was a very Paris Hilton baby announcement.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was like pretty good as far as Paris Hilton. Yes. In brand, but not annoying. It was simple.
It was cute. Yeah.
I like Paris Hilton more as the years go on.
I liked it. I like at Paris Hilton's brand when? Like, it just felt kind of like sweet and like almost not at all like showy. It was just her hand and the baby.
The photo, I mean. And like her.
I thought that was like.
Because I think maybe because of like the like fanciness nails. Of the nails, I think was like the nod to like, I'm still in brand.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a mom, but I'm still like, I'm Paris and.
You are already loved beyond words.
Also, we put up a very funny video of Paris as a mom. Yeah. Like all her sayings. Very funny. If you guys want to check it out on Betches, I guess on TikTok or I saw it on Instagram.
Insta and Reels.
It was very funny.
And Insta.
Yeah, I think this was Paris's best project so far.
She loves her dogs, right? I feel like she's going to be like a very nurturing mom.
Does loving your dog mean that you're like, gonna transfer over to motherhood just great? Like, I feel like they're very different.
I don't know. I don't ever had a dog.
Having a dog or a baby. No baby though.
Yeah.
Aileen, you have both.
Yeah.
Let us know.
How's the transition?
Can you weigh in?
Do you feel like the animal parenting relates to the child parenting?
Like, no. But having a dog prepares you in some way of like having more responsibility than yourself.
Yes, like the caretaking
freedom
muscle.
You lose a tiny bit of freedom having a dog. You have to like think of what they need to eat and who's gonna watch them and blah blah blah. So like there's that aspect of it, but they don't need, like, you know, they can take
care
of.
Paris doesn't really take that much care of her dogs personally.
She just brings her dogs with her.
Right.
She just brings her dogs with her.
She probably has people for her kids too,
dogs.
Though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Her dogs are like in the purse. I wouldn't compare. You don't have to like walk them or like make them pee.
They like just go in there, probably on their pads.
Yeah.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Sammy, you want to talk about Delvey, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is just a quick thing. Anna Delvey has signed a deal for an unscripted series called Delvey's Dinner Club. And Page Six is reporting that she's basically, while she's on house arrest in the East Village, is going to be throwing dinner parties with what they call celebrities, moguls, and glitterati. And with her guests, she will discuss everything from her experience within the criminal justice system, this is especially heinous, and how she will be rebuilding her image and being labeled as a con artist, to her plans for the future and her isolation during the day due to her house arrest. So she was released from prison, and then she was put into ICE custody with like ICE because she's technically like not a citizen and she shouldn't even be in the country. So now she's under house arrest wearing an ankle monitor, and she can't leave her building except to see her probation officer. So she's inviting the cameras in.
I mean, it's clever.
It's smart. It's not stupid. Wait,
can you I don't think she's going to get these dream guests that she's talking about,
though. Yeah, can you
read
these dream guests? They're really
okay, funny. Some of her
get some of them. Some of them seem more attainable than others.
Some of them are... She's aiming very wrong. Okay. Her dream guests include Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, Madonna. What is the through line of these? Elon Musk. That one makes
sense. These are all glitterati.
He's the only one who makes sense for her. Serbian artist Marina Abramović. Lawyer and former Secretary of State Cyrus Vance. And author Otessa Moshfegh. So she just wants...
I don't think she's getting Madonna. Elon Musk, I could see doing it.
I could see Elon Musk. That's like the only one I could actually see. I don't know if I see like the Homeland Security Secretary.
So funny.
Listen, like,
who's your dream guest for this dinner party that you would watch for?
Like for her to talk to?
Julia Fox. No, that would be.
I could watch that.
I would like, want her to talk to Z-Way. I want her to go on Z-Way's show.
Yes, I would love that. Yeah. I would love that for.
But
us.
Z-Way should not be Billy McFarland. Guest. Yes, that would be great.
That would be
great.
Just the or two anybody of them trying to like, she scammed, like Rachel.
Girl. Like
invite that girl, that Rachel.
I would watch that.
Elizabeth Holmes.
They should put her on Real Housewives of New York, but she only films from her house.
They could do Zoom.
Wouldn't she be great for Real Housewives of New York?
No.
I don't know.
I think they wouldn't. I don't think like
she's already a criminal.
Yeah.
That's true.
They like to find the criminals.
And then have them become crimers. You know who she should meet? You know who she should have? That girl, that 30-year-old girl from Wharton who got Chase to pay her $175 million for her company.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yes. Yeah, they should have a club. That would be a better show.
There should be a scammers TV show because all those people need money.
They should not be paid. I think they should. All the money should go to the victims.
But they owe a lot of money.
Right. It should all go to restitution.
Erica Jane.
Alleged
victims. Jen Shaw.
It should all go to
I would watch that dinner party.
I would watch that. And then I wouldn't feel bad because like the money for the show, instead of going to them, is going to their victims.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Elizabeth Holmes is in jail. Jen Shaw is going to go to jail.
She's going to be in jail with where Billy McFarland was.
Maybe it's like a Zoom.
They all go to this Otisville place upstate. It's like very Billy McFarland, like white collar.
He's like out and he's like launching some new project.
He's launching another festival and he's actually getting press for it.
It's only a man.
And I saw this on MSNBC, my favorite channel. I was like, how could you put this on this channel? How?
People are interested. People want to watch. That's why they're putting it on the channel.
They don't have to know that it's happening to know that they want to watch it. It's like, why would you give this person a voice and audience and a microphone?
He just still looks a little smug. It's not fun.
I don't think he sat and thought about what he'd done too much while he was
planning.
In jail. Yeah. So, okay, the Chase girl. I would love to see her pop to Anna Delvey.
Why does Anna Delvey like get to be in New York? Why does she have to do that here?
Because I think they now have to figure out if she has to actually get deported.
Oh,
I thought that would be like, how come Anna Delvey gets to stay, but Joe Giudice has to live in the Bahamas?
I don't know why he's
in the Bahamas.
No, yeah. He had to live in Italy for a while.
But now he moved to the Bahamas. He's not allowed back in the country.
He was in ICE, and then they deported.
Yeah, he was in ICE.
He was in ICE for a while. All right. So we have just a little bit royal news, right? That came out. Who wants to? I don't really know what's happening, but Sammy, do you want to tell us?
King Charles has sent his disgraced brother, Prince Andrew, and evicted him from Buckingham Palace. A 10-year-long renovation that is going to cost upward of $400 million, including a renovation to Andrew's former suite, will be happening. And so Andrew is out.
Oh, so they kicked him out because they have to do reno?
Okay, but like, it's not like they're giving him another place. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They would normally find you another one, but they're like, actually, like, I mean, we're doing this renovation conveniently and, good, like, don't come back.
Good for Charles.
Yeah, good for him. He should have probably done this a while ago.
But he can't. It wasn't up to him. And the queen didn't want to do it.
She's
his
favorite son, I heard.
He is, yeah.
Right. Prince Andrew is the queen's favorite son.
I think over time, Edward became more favored as well.
Okay.
Possibly even overtook Andrew, but overall, Andrew... Andrew was number one.
She couldn't do it, but that's great. Go, King Charles. I keep forgetting.
It's like, oh, mommy's not here anymore. Mommy. Like, fuck you, brother.
I think that's amazing. I'm already liking this reign.
Yeah. it's so weird to like call him King Charles. And when you said
King Charles Spaniel,
I was like, who are you talking about? And yeah, it's because it's Prince Charles, but yeah, it's different.
When I was on my way here driving in the car, I was listening to a really, really interesting podcast. Kara Swisher was interviewing Charles, Harry, and William's former press, like head of their press for when they were like teenagers, the boys.
Uh-huh.
And so he's been out for a while. And it was just, it's so interesting, like listening to him talk about it from inside. So that's what I'm going to do after this. I'm going to continue listening.
One good insight.
Well, I'm trying to think. So one thing that they said was when they were like, when the boys were teenagers and young and like on the same side, that they wanted to like put out their own newspaper with like all the truth.
Harry did put out his book.
I have to say though, he have the feeling Charles Reign like sleeper hit. Like
oh, totally.
Like he's gonna actually be like really good.
Can I tell you? I agree with you, and that's from having read about not Charles like his like ideology necessarily, although, but reading about him as like a person, he's a very like. Straight, obviously he's like out of touch like little brat, obviously, yeah. But he's like really, really, really passionate about climate change and like saving the planet. Mm. And he was before it was cool when people would like make fun of him and call him like a pussy because he like cared about nature.
He loved his garden.
He loves his garden.
He seems pretty progressive.
In terms of kings, he's like from the crown, that's what I got. I think I actually could agree with you. I also think he's probably going to let some of the Commonwealth countries go, which is great. Like, what do you need these people for? Like, they're not fucking yours. So it's that. And I think he'll probably, you know, spotlight some earth related shit. And cool. I think he has had such a negative experience with public opinion that he knows, like,
he's got some things to prove.
But also, like, he knows what people think is bullshit. And like, I think he doesn't want that to be the impression of his reign.
Mm,
he's a hardworking guy. That is like for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it could be great. I'm interested to see what comes next. I think this is a great first move, first line of duty. I wonder where Prince Andrew is going.
Do you think he's going to the Caymans?
Wait, he hasn't been coronated yet.
That's happening in four months, right? It's happening in 4 months.
And Why is there such a big gap?
Because they have to plan it.
Oh, it's a big party.
It's like, it's like a wedding.
Yeah,
it's
like
he didn't want it to be like a huge thing, right?
No, he wants it to be a huge thing, but not as big as past ones.
Okay.
Because they're usually like the royal wedding on crack or probably equal. And I think he wants it to be like a little bit less intense because it's like not
he knows all the public opinion, right?
Yeah.
Charles, I think, is more careful about being tone deaf. To the extent that he's capable of.
Well, maybe he learned a lot from his like really mean treatment of Diana. According to the Crown, which is the only basis I have.
Yeah, same. Thanks about it.
Well, here's the thing: like he was mean to her, but also he was a victim in that he was forced to marry her when he didn't want to marry her.
I mean, I get that, but he was also like he could have been a little nicer to her, even if he wasn't that into her. Yeah. I think that was like he totally could have been nicer to her.
I mean, he could have been nicer to her at this. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Could have been nicer.
He definitely could be nicer.
She did that whole dance for him in the Crown. He wasn't into it.
Remember
she like surprised him at like the ballet or something and he was like mortified.
Yeah, that because that's not like how things are done, you know, in their fam.
I just think he was like, he wasn't, it's more like creepy or cute. Like, he wasn't into her, so it was creepy for him.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's so, because, well, here's the thing. He was, I think, into her for like small periods of time, like maybe like a month at a time.
Well, and he clearly was into her in the beginning. He picked her, even if she was his second choice, but he was into her more than other people he probably could have picked.
And she was like the best option.
Yeah.
It's just crazy that all of that happened. While Lauren was away. It's crazy that all of that happened because they like made that decision for him, but he had been and still is in love with Camilla. Like, it's just,
yeah, I mean, I guess
that part is so,
they are a true fairy tale.
Wild.
Right?
Like, that part is really like that they stayed in love and like despite all of that.
In Harry's book, it said that like they were, he said that they were like in their honeymoon period way past like after getting married. Like, they were still in their honeymoon period, like, I mean, years after getting married.
They had, like, what, like, 15 years of foreplay, right?
I mean, they were, like, having sex. Like, it's not, like...
No, I know, but it was, like, just, like, the idea.
I mean, affairs don't last. Like, affairs don't, you know, even if they were, like, really into each other, turn it still could have...
They don't always turn into, like, the real deal thing, because part of the excitement is usually probably, like, the sneakiness of it. Yeah. But for him, I guess it was a true, real connection.
They are. They're really... They're, yeah, like, Meghan and Harry to each other.
I mean, he could have been... Kind? He could have been, again, I think, like...
Care.
I'm excited for this reign. I think he might be doing a good job, but we'll see. He could have been nicer to Diana.
He still hasn't even been coronated, but we'll see. Should we send Andrew to the Caymans since he doesn't have anywhere to live?
Andrew,
right,
maybe in Anna Delvey?
Or who? No, it's more the people who greenlit his show.
Okay. No, Schiaparelli, Kylie.
I think we should send Prince Andrew because he has nowhere to go right now, and he could use a job.
He could use somebody.
He's got to leave his home. And what better way to reflect on your wrongdoings, which he has many, than on a long Delta Comfort Plus trip to the Cayman Islands.
I hear he likes those islands in the Caribbean.
Oh, that's
he loves
true.
Those.
That's gross.
He likes those islands.
That's a good
guys.
Point.
But no, he's
going to be
familiar with the area.
No, he's going to be selling timeshares, so he's not going to have any time for that bullshit.
Also, the Little St. James Island. That's speaking of Chase. Basically, like, there's a lawsuit now against Chase, the bank, that they knew about, like, the Epstein Island, and that they, like, let it continue going on because...
Who's suing them?
So it was victims? The attorney general. So it was the... Sorry. It was the attorney general of the U.S. Virgin Islands, which is, like, part... St. James Island is part of that, was basically wanted to sue Chase because they knew about, like, this pedophilia ring, but didn't do anything because he was bringing them clients and he was, like, bringing them money, and it was, like, you know, a symbiotic relationship. So basically the attorney general, you know, put out this lawsuit, and then the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands, this happened like a month ago, fired her because just out of nowhere, because she put this lawsuit out. So it's like,
scandal.
What is this cover up?
The whole Jeffrey Epstein thing is like, I would say like the most ripe for all conspiracy theories, because they're this is one of the few cases I think where they're all true.
There's decades worth of people who were involved and things that happened and like thousands of victims. So there's so many things about it that could be true and so many people who could be involved had to be because of how long it went on.
And he's definitely alive out there somewhere. I do not believe he killed himself.
I agree. Or no, I believe he's dead, but he didn't kill himself.
Yeah, I think the conspiracy is that somebody killed him.
I think that he's still alive.
He could be, but I think more likely he's dead by somebody else.
I never thought that.
Two things is definitely true.
The only thing I don't believe is that he
killed
himself.
Yes, 100%.
For sure. Wow.
But I do believe someone killed him and made it look like he killed himself.
I think he might be wild.
But I do think there's a possibility that what you're saying is true. But like,
and I'm not a conspiracy
chance.
Person, but something in me says that he's alive.
Interesting.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but here's this conspiracy theory.
Jordana's great. Jordana's notably great at predicting the future. So maybe I'll stick with my original. My original
got the better idea.
All right, guys.
But you know, if he is out there, we will bring it up here.
Yes. Breaking news.
Maybe
I'll
be on
this podcast.
Anna Delvey's dinner party.
I'd watch that.
That's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow all of us. I'm at Aileen.
I'm at Jordana Abraham.
And I'm at Sammy. Please rate, review, and follow us on Apple or Spotify. And we will talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.